This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Occasionally, the late night guys get things right, and this time it's Conan. Conan expresses the local media scripted news. He shows that, well, it's all scripted. It's one big charade, and I'll let him take it away. Take it away, Conan.
People think the big news stories these days are, well, a judge ruling against snooping by the NSA, or the big fight in Congress over the new proposed budget. A lot of people say those are the big stories. But judging by local news, and I've been looking at a lot of local news, there's an even bigger story that's sweeping the nation right now.
Who are you really shopping for this holiday season? It's okay. You can admit it if you've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
Well, it's okay. You can admit it if you have bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it. You've bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it if you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay. You can admit it, Todd. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought one or two or maybe three or four, maybe even ten items for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or maybe ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought maybe an item or two or ten for yourself.
Is it okay? You can admit it. If you bought an item or two or three or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you bought an item or two or ten for yourself.
It's okay, you can admit it. If you brought an item or two or ten.
You get the idea? It's all scripted. Your media, your news, they're talking heads, they're repeaters, and all they do is repeat. They do the same thing for important news stories. They do the same thing for false flags. Don't trust anything that you see on the television, if you still own one. Don't trust anything, period. Hey, it's okay. If you're treating yourself, you bought an item or two or ten, as long as you've used Bitcoins, 12 days of Bitcoins, passing the beer run test. This piece is from Bloomberg.
You tip in Bitcoin?
No, I tip in dollars. So that's the only thing basically that I've been using dollars for on a daily basis lately has been tipping. I've bought a plane ticket with Bitcoin. I got John Mayer tickets for tonight at the Barclays Center with Bitcoin. almost
John
everything.
John Maricich has with Bitcoin?
Everything I do, yeah. I've found ways to get everything.
How hard is it to find out who accepts Bitcoin and who doesn't?
It's pretty easy. I mean, because of third-party solutions, almost anything. I mean, you're seeing headlines, oh, someone's selling an $8 million house for Bitcoin, or someone sold a $200,000 Lamborghini right. for Bitcoin. It's pretty easy to do with the third party.
Break out the cream ale. What's
I got some Jenny creams for you. I listen to surveillance on a daily basis, and this is one of the
things.
So what's the cost of that in Bitcoin?
It depends on what time you buy it, right? Because of
there's
the volatility.
A problem with Bitcoin.
A lot. No, there are a lot of problems with Bitcoin that are being worked out, sort of wrinkles that are getting smoothed out, and the volatility is really.
What's the so what, Corey Johnson, here besides a gimmick? What's the so what?
Well, I mean, the so what is the volatility we've seen during the course of the 12 days of Bitcoin. What's the value of the Bitcoin today?
Last night when I left work, it was $730.
Yeah, and it was there was a quote of $1,200 just in the last week. Now, Tom Keene and I were raised on Genesee Cream Ale. Was it fair to say, Tom?
I didn't realize they were made.
Our natives at Rochester, New York, where they serve this to small children.
And it's cold.
I'm looking forward to trying one. I haven't had a Genesee Cream Ale since
I won't tell James Gorman.
This is, as if I recall from my youth, this is terrible beer.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Breakfast of Champions.
I'll take two white hots and a red hot.
Given the volatility, man, and given all the other issues, there's something.
They're drinking beer that they bought on bitcoins, using bitcoins. This is a solution. Even Bloomberg is getting in on this. Is it going to last? That's the question. Will it last? Is the Federal Reserve going to consider it to be a threat at some point and take it down? They have the power to do so. It's a question that I think deserves an answer to. Bitcoins. Why you need to start using bitcoins?
I'm really into Bitcoin, right? Now, Bitcoin is a new technology. And the problem when you're into a new technology is there's always people who are not ready to get into the new technology. You know, like when the internet came out, there was people going, nah, I don't think this is going to be popular. And then email came out and people were like, nah, this isn't going to catch on. And now Bitcoin comes out and people are like, I don't think, I'm like, aren't you sick of being wrong? Get on this train, you know. If you don't know what a Bitcoin is, right, usually the way people describe it is digital cash. It's money for the internet, right? But I like to say it's banking light. All of the convenience, none of the evil. Right? With Bitcoin, instead of having bankers or politicians controlling your money, you get rid of them, you just have a computer program. Bitcoin, that's all it is, a computer program. Basically, it's maths, which is good because you can trust maths. You know, like, you ask what's 2 plus 2? Math says 4. Math always says 2 plus 2 is 4. You ask a politician, you know, what's 2 plus 2? He's like, hey, vote for me, I'll make it 5. Some lobbyist shows up like, hey, make it 15. Help me out there. Right, you ask a banker, you know, what's 2 plus 2? He's like, well, I can tell you, but there's a fee. Also, I can only tell you during banking hours. 10 till 2, Tuesday to Thursday. That's when we're open. When bankers and politicians control money, they use it to, like, help their friends. Bitcoin's good because it's neutral, treats everyone the same. It's very fair. Because, you know, it's maths, and maths is very fair, isn't it? Like, you never see a maths teacher going, yep, 6 times 6 is 36. Except for Barry. It's different for you, Barry. Like, Bitcoin, because it's digital, is very portable, which is great, and people don't get that. Like, I was telling my friends about Bitcoin, they're like, what? Huh? Digital money? How's that going to work, Michael? What, are we going to be walking around carrying computers on us? And I'm like, oh, you mean like this?
iPhone.
I reckon people will work out
smartphone.
How to do this. You know? And like, people are like, oh, I love my bank. I'm like, really? Can you play Tetris on it? That's what I got going on, right? Bitcoin is also great because it's an open source program. That means you can open it up and check out any part you want. You can just investigate anything that you're interested in. Like, try doing that at the bank. You know, next time they're emptying out the ATM, just jump in the armored car. What's going on? Not looking around. when you buy stuff with Bitcoin, it's more private than with credit cards, right? Which is good because, you know, credit cards, when you buy stuff online, banks and governments, they can sort of see what you're doing. That can cause problems sometimes. Like the other week, I bought some books on Amazon about the Middle East. It came up with this thing going, you know, customers who bought this item also bought a trip to Guantanamo Bay.
That's the very funny Michael Connell on Bitcoin there. Got a lot to get to on tonight's show. Got a huge stack of stuff to talk about. We'll get to it and so much more after this quick break. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. And we got lots to get to. A whole bunch in the stack of stuff. Jeez. Where to begin? Well, let's begin in my home state of Florida. In Jacksonville, Florida, high school changed their name. They are no longer going to be named after a Ku Klux Klan member and a Confederate soldier. They're going to take a more innocuous name. It was pretty much all white school, and then as of about 20 years ago, it's pretty much all black now. And they've made a big to-do about the name, which was after a Confederate soldier and a Ku Klux Klan member. Well, they changed it, and now we can all sleep much, much better. Fair enough. So there we go. We'll start with our home state of Florida, and now we will move to the great country of Russia. U.S. NATO expressed concerns over Russian missile deployment near border. Russia confirmed Monday that it had deployed a state-of-the-art missile system closer to Lithuania. I don't know why I can't pronounce that tonight. It's been a long day. And Poland. So they got this state-of-the-art missile system that they've inched closer to those two countries. And the U.S. and NATO say that, it could destabilize the region. What's up here? Of course, Edward Snowden was in the news today asking for asylum in Brazil. What a beautiful place to get asylum at. And we've heard and reported here on the show that the Brazilian president was very concerned about the NSA spying, and more specifically, the NSA spying on her and her counterpart in Mexico. I don't think he'll actually get asylum there. I think politically they would never do this. It's all about politics, mind you. And then the other question is, what's going to happen to Snowden once his year-long period, which is about up, what's going to happen when his year-long period in Russia ends and he is, in need of a new host? Is he going to get the boot from Russia indeed, or is Vladimir Putin going to say, Snowden, you can stay, or have they taken all the information they could possibly want from his so-called database? And on top of that, let me ask this question. I've been hearing about Snowden. It's Christmas time. We got the snowman, Edward the Snowman Snowden. And, here's the question. You and I knew that the NSA was spying on us. We didn't need Snowden's leaks to tell us any of this, did we? Not really. I don't think we did. So that being said, is Snowden really somebody who we can trust? Is he a double agent? Is he an op? I mean, what's the deal here? Do you buy the whole Snowden thing? If the lame stream is paying so much attention to him, I wonder if that's an indication that this is disingenuous. And I want to throw that question out there to our listeners, because we have the smartest listeners in the world, and they usually know better than I could ever know. So it's the question. I ask the questions. You guys help me with this learning process. Then we happen to call the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. What do you think? You think Snowden really is the person behind the leaks? And if so, do you think that his motives are genuine? Or do you think that this is covering up something, or perhaps distracting from something that's more of an issue, that's more of a concern? You know, we talk about the drones. Well, the drones are the least of our worries when it comes to spying. They've had satellites. The military-industrial complex has had technologies, probably many of which we don't know about, for years now. Years. So forget drones. And the same can be said about spying. They've been spying on us for years, and we know this. You know, you've been awake. We know that the main origins of all this perhaps starts far before 1984. But yet Snowden's getting all the attention right now. So what do you think? Is it for real? 800-313-9443. We'll take calls on that. And anything else you have on your mind, we're going to take as many phone calls as we can tonight. I'm riding solo and we have no guest. Thursday night we have a guest coming on.
I'll tell you a little bit about him in a bit. And also, of course, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, we have the benefit of my co-host, Steve Starrs. So that's always great, having Steve on to ride shotgun with us. Always good stuff with Steve. All right, let me take a sip here of fluoride-free water. Hold on, I'm a little verklempt. All right, excuse me. I know that's rude. All right, much better. Let's get back to some of the stuff that we ought to be talking about that the mainstream media is not talking about. No surprise. Obama's current approval rating is the ugliest since Nixon. The suit, the puppet, Barry Sotero, is ending his fifth year in office with the lowest approval ratings at this point in the presidency since Richard Nixon, according to a new Washington Post/ABC poll released Tuesday. How about those apples? People don't like Barry Sotero. They see through him. There's no more hope and change. Now we can only hope to change the hope and change. So that headline is pretty straightforward. Is it not? Let me read it one more time for you. Obama's current approval rating is the ugliest since Nixon. In other news, Turkey supplied 47 tons of weapons to Islamist rebels. The Turkish government has supplied Syrian rebel forces with more than 47 tons of weapons in the past few months. It has been revealed, this despite the Islamist government strenuously denying such charges in the past. Interesting. I wonder how that plays into our geopolitical picture here. Speaking of the Middle East, U.S. Israeli security company selling mobile phone surveillance products to agencies around the world. Yeah. Our buddies in Israel and their tech companies are majorly involved in spying. Majorly. Without a doubt, Privacy International is the name of the organization, which has done a very thorough job digging into the backgrounds of many private companies. They're all involved in the surveillance industry around the world. Well, they just released a promotional document from the American-Israeli campaign, the American-Israeli campaign, to try to get people in on their companies' security mobile phone surveillance products. Thank you, U.S., Israel, and, the company called Privacy International. They're anything but privacy. They're involved in the surveillance industry around the world. And this document from the American-Israeli Privacy International, a security company that provides NSA-level cell phone surveillance powers to entities around the world, goes into the details about how this is done. We don't need Snowden to tell us this. What do you think? 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN is happy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
To panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Lots to talk about, but we'll take some calls as promised, and we will now discuss whatever is on the mind of Mike in Kentucky. Hey there, Mike.
Worried that they had anticipated what I was going to talk about and took the network down.
They must have known, man.
Predictive modeling and stuff going on. They're experimenting with the Snowden stuff. I've been questioning that for quite a while. If right now, how many thumb drives do you think you have? Do you know what's on them all? Have you read them all? I mean, how much stuff
sure.
How much did he drag and drop off of there to have all these documents that he supposedly has leaked, and how could he have found the time to read them all?
It's a good question.
How does he even know what he's leaked? You know, they could attribute stuff to him that's being leaked by some other intelligence community for financial warfare reasons. There's a lawsuit right now from some pension funds, I think in Louisiana, because China has... The market for IBM products is tanked, and so if you knew that that was going to happen, you could have just like on September 11th, you've got a financial tsunami here of put options that could be looked at to see who knew that this was going to affect what stocks. I don't know if anybody's talked about that. Just like on September 11th, they started investigating who did the insider trading on Merrill Lynch, which had the big computer complex in the South Tower. For whatever reason, they didn't relocate that thing, but they started looking at the hard drives that were recovered from there and doing data reconstruction on them, and it got transferred to some German company. And about the time they started uncovering the leads that led back to some CIA-connected former higher-ups, you never heard anything more about it. It's like the story just dropped off the radar screen that pointed to insider trading that would point to pre-knowledge of the event that was coming, because they bet so much that certain stocks were going to fall, like Merrill Lynch and the two airlines that were involved, United and American Airlines. So, that's the the other thing to look at here, and I don't have the resources really to look into it, but is there any insider trading on these, on the information that's being thrown out by Snowden, alleged Snowden leaks? And it certainly looked, you know.
What kind of insider trading could be done? I mean.
Well, just like with all this weather modification that people are claiming is going on, you could bet on certain stocks. Like if you knew that the wheat crop was going to fail in North and South Dakota due to the weather next year, you can bet on that. It's a put option or a derivative, things like that. Did you ever see the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd where they took, that was an illustration of of betting on orange juice futures. And, they were going to fix the report on the orange juice crop in Florida. And Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd caught onto their little game they were playing where they traded their, you know, fates around, and they fixed it the other way, and those guys lost their shirt because they bet on that the market was going to go a different, completely different direction. So you could do this with the Snowden stuff if you knew ahead of time that certain companies were going to be implicated in their cooperation with the NSA, and that their market share in China was going to tank like it has. And you could bet on that. You could hedge your bets on their stock, like IBM. And of course, these guys don't give a crap about the pension funds that they're destroying of, you know, municipal workers, that invest institutional funds, as they're called. IBM, Motorola, a lot of these big blue chip companies, they're very large portion of their stock, both preferred and non-preferred stock, is owned by institutional investors. In effect, Motorola is a government operation, except, you know, they sold off part of their operation. I think mainly their consumer cell phone stuff has been separated out, but they were early on in the making of the receivers for GPS back in the late 1970s. I talked to a guy that actually worked for Motorola way back then, and they're essentially a government operation. You know, if 85% of the stock is owned by government entities, then that's hard to call that a free enterprise, open market corporation. It's essentially owned and controlled by the government. If that's the case, and if you are playing financial warfare games, you can stage these sort of things and manipulate the market. I have to wonder, though, and I was going to mention this the last time I called, if China is a Frankenstein monster, basically, the financial people behind the scenes that, you know, whatever it is, 50 families that kind of run the world, if they have used China and it's got out of their control, they have started trying to make a gold currency that's based on, I think, a tenth of a kilo. Have you seen any of the pictures of their gold bars that they're making that are something?
I have not, but I know they're buying lots of bitcoins.
I thought they were outlawing bitcoins. They had banned them.
Interesting.
They had banned them in the last couple of weeks from certain types of transactions, I think, in country. Now, they may be buying them on the open market internationally, but in China, a whole bunch of companies have banned them, and I think the Chinese government banned what they call virtual currencies. Apparently, is it J.P. Morgan that's trying to launch some sort of a competitor to Bitcoin, an encrypted virtual currency, but they're not able to do it for some reason. They're trying to break patents that are already in place.
Well, supposedly J.P. Morgan's saying that they had a pattern for something like Bitcoin ages ago, and that Bitcoin violates that pattern, but it doesn't, and they know they have not a leg to stand on, so.
Yeah, I just read something like that in passing, but I wasn't sure what the details were exactly, but the economic concept called, I think, Gresham's Law says that bad money replaces good money, and it seems like China is trying to go against the grain here from these, like you guys were talking, I think it was your guest last night or the night before was talking about the all this monetized debt central banking system and how all of the axis of evil that we've been going after the last 10 to 20 years keeps trying to detach from the petrodollar, be it Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, Libya. Of course, a lot of the Arab countries want a gold-backed dinar. Now, China has, I think, become kind of a Frankenstein here in that they've created a monster that's out of their control now. I mean, they're having to manipulate the gold market to keep it from plummeting because China's sitting there right at the door ready to pounce and buy all the gold they can. I think through electronic markers or whatever, that anytime gold price drops at all, it's the trading gets halted. Which gold,
right.
Gold is probably ridiculously low anyway. Instead of, you know, 1800 or whatever it's at, it should probably.
Well, it's being manipulated. Same thing with silver. I mean, silver's awfully low.
Yeah. It should probably be $10,000 an ounce.
For what, gold?
Yeah. Maybe more. I don't know.
I don't know.
But, based on its, relative value and the loss of the value of the dollar. Over the last 40 years, I mean, people used to make, what, $1.25 an hour back when we still had a silver dollar in circulation, and that's worth how much now, 20-some bucks? I don't know. I haven't checked the price of silver lately, but like you say, it's probably artificially low. It's somewhere between 20 and 30 bucks in Federal Reserve value. So, you know, these people that are clamoring for 15 bucks an hour to work at McDonald's are setting their sights way too low. You go back into the mid-60s, and what was gas, 19 cents a gallon, and you could buy a new car for $2,800 or something silly. Try to touch a new car now for $28,000 of similar value. It's a dime for a dollar now, basically, or even worse, a nickel for the dollar. If you go by, you know, if you go by, what is it, Franklin was on the quarters in the 50s when they were silver. If you go buy go to a pawn shop and try to buy five of those quarters, it way into 20 bucks. And that people got five quarters an hour for minimum, federal minimum wage in the 60s.
All right. Well, good points, Mike. I always appreciate your calls, man. You take care, all right?
You too.
All right, bye-bye. We'll take more calls on the other side, and I got a lot more news to get to as well.
The Rob Justin Show. Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase
and show. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Get out your crayon, write down that number. It's troll free. 800-313-9443. And let's talk with Mike in New York. What's up, Mike?
Cool. It's a complicated subject, this economic policies that we have going on. It's really affecting everything. But, you know, to take a step back, what we got to really start doing is just, issuing the money debt-free, you know, and I think if we did it state-to-state or county-to-county, if we set up a smaller credit union type of institutions instead of going with these large banks, because anything coming out now is really controlled, these bitcoins, anything like that. They're too scarce. They're not, you know, everything is based upon faith, you know, and when you don't have enough people, faith in the system, or you don't have enough people using that system, even though it's based on something positive, you know, you got to really get the ball rolling with something bigger. You know, if we were to cancel all, you know, private credit debt loans, things like that, have things where, you know, instead of, you know, you could start setting up funds or accounts where people were issued money every certain amount of year, and they can invest that money, things like that. that was all based upon no interest. That would be a step in the right direction.
Mike, let me ask you this. Could we go without money?
Of course. You know, it's definitely been done before on this planet. You know, it's not an uncommon thing, but once it was introduced, it spread like wildfire, you know. Can we do it? Yeah, I think we're pretty much a long shot off from accomplishing that. It's just another form of slavery, usually ink and paper of some sort. Nowadays, it's credits, digits, and I think that's really where the game is. It's all in these computers that store credits, and you know, credits is just another exchange for currency in some format. People give their hard-earned Federal Reserve notes, and they dump it right into the bank, and it becomes credits. The digits match up, so you know people don't really question it. But it's all really based on credit, because the money's gone. The bank swallowed it up. There's really nothing there. You're shoving your money into there, and you know nobody knows really where it's going.
Gotcha. Well, you know, these are discussions that need to be had, because we know the system right now, regardless of what we think the solution is broken. And it's because of that fractional reserve banking debt-based system that we're in a lot of the mess that we're in. And also because, well, a few psychopathic families are trying to pull the strings and marginalize the masses. Yeah, we get that part. But ultimately, the tool in which they do this is money. Would you agree?
Definitely, it's an amazing tool that's burned in the conscience of many people. It's the greatest religion that's out there. People practice it every day. Atheists, people that don't really believe in Christianity or anything like that. People are revolved around money. You know, we have no choice whether we accept it or not to have to deal with the currency of the day. Well, at the end of the day, though, it is a tool. Just nonetheless, we can use it for good. Unfortunately, it's just so corrupt that you're trying to find fresh water in a dirty pool. You know, it's become quite difficult. And I think the only way out is to erase the debt, have a jubilee of some sort. You know, every 7 years, some used to practice, they used to just cancel all debts. Because they knew it was going to corrupt the society. It was going to corrupt the system of the day. You had to get rid of this debt because it's all bad. It's unpayable at that point, especially if it's based on interest.
Right. Yeah, what does our friend Mark Passio say about money? He breaks down the meaning of money to what? I mean, mono, one eye?
Yeah, well, it definitely is it's a power that definitely can connect with, you know, it's just not even on the physical level, but, I mean, look at all the artwork they put into it. Look at all, especially if people have seen the new $100 bills and things like that. You could definitely see that, you know, there's a lot going on into it, you know, subconsciously and on the conscious level. If it's definitely a satanic system, then there's definitely going to be elements of all sorts based, into the making of it. You know, we have to really start, you know, creating our own system. Even when the system collapses naturally based, you know, upon itself or some calamity or whatever the case may be, you know, we still have to, you know, we have to be prepared, and at least in our own home or in our own minds, to really bring about, you know, great ideas. I think, you know, if you took 25, you know, people that, you know, that are really not in this system, and you can get them together, they could probably come up with a better idea than most of the people that have graduated ever from Harvard or Yale. You know, most of these institutions that, you know, that are based upon old money, you know, Rockefeller, Rothschild, and all their offsprings, it's just old money. Old money likes to keep old money. They like to spread it only in their family, just like they only like to keep it in their family. You know, that's a proven fact. You know, we have to really, you know, our money reflects our morality in a certain aspect. And if, you know, we can use it for good or bad, we can let other people use it for good or bad against us. And, you know, in the system, we have to really come together to overcome it. No one individual can do it.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Well, I appreciate your call. They're always very thoughtful when you call in, Mike. I like that. I like our conversations.
Thank you, Bob. And I appreciate what you do out there. And I urge other people to call in with their ideas as well. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have an exchange. I mean, I don't want to sit here and talk all day. That's definitely the case. All right, thanks again. And we'll take calls next hour as well. We're almost out of time for this hour. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We got a lot to get to next hour in addition to taking your calls, which I will yield to as we get them. Guantanamo judge ejects defendant at 9/11 hearing. We'll get into that. The end of childhood in the era of the emerging American police state is a great article I read that I'll tell you a little bit about. Of course, you heard about Edward Snowden, who is offering Brazil help over, well, spying for asylum. Yes, that's right, asylum. He wants asylum from Brazil. Will Brasilia give him asylum? And I'll tell you about an insurance company that will be pouring $500 million into ads promoting Obamacare in 2014. That's right, the health insurance giants donated millions to get Barry Sotero elected, are enjoying record profits amid the Obamacare debacle, and are projected to pour an estimated $500 million into propaganda on your airwaves. And we'll tell you what to look for with that. Glaxo says it will stop paying doctors to promote drugs. Of course, they're the big pharma company that is behind so many different things. And we'll take a look at that, and we'll take your calls, like I said, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Is NATO's Trojan horse riding toward the Ukrainian spring? Talk about that. Ukraine's in the news. Of course, there's activity between them and Russia, which we will highlight. And, well, I could go on and on. North Korea preparing to carry out a new nuclear test. Police now taking blood and saliva from drivers across the nation. That story will outrage you. Japan to go on spending spree for military hardware amid the territorial row with China. Of course, the Chinese sea there is being heavily tested for, that's all I want to say. Anyways, bottom line is there's lots to get to. And we'll also field some emails. If you want to email me ever, even if you don't want me to read them on the air, which I don't unless you tell me to, my email is thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. BobTuskinShow@gmail.com. Feel free to email me about anything you like, questions, comments, this and that. I don't get back to everybody, although I mean to. Usually, sometimes I just forget, and then it gets lost in my list of things to do. You know, I'm busy, 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 but I do read all of them. So I appreciate you listening and interacting with me. All right, we'll take our break as promised, and we'll come back with your calls and all that news and more.
The Bob Tuskin Show.